The attribute needed for completion in Torah corresponding to the 26th day of Sfiras HaOmer is Ha'oseh Siag L'Dvarav, somebody who puts a fence to his words, to his ideas. As the Medrash Shmuel explains, we have to be very careful to guard our speech, because if a person is not careful with what comes out of his mouth, then when he tries to use that mouth to service Hashem through the learning of Torah, woe to the one who serves the king with dirty utensils. Like we know, you can imagine a servant serving the king's dinner on poor, dirty dishes. Woe to that servant. So we have to be very careful to guard our mouth, to make sure we don't speak evil of others, we don't use improper words, we don't speak about improper subjects, and so on and so forth. Which brings us to the sphere of the day, Hoid Shebenetzach, the glorifying within the eternity. As we mentioned previously, Hoid comes from the word of Hoidah, of thanks. And the idea being that we have to strengthen our thanks, we use our words to thank those who benefit us. As far as our service of Hashem goes, when we realize that we merited to conquer our evil inclination, we have to realize that that doesn't come on our own, like Chazal tell us. If Hashem wouldn't be helping us, then we would never be able to overcome our evil inclination. And therefore, when we do, whenever we realize that we had overcome a certain temptation, for whether it was to not fulfill a positive mitzvah or was to transgress a negative one, and we overcame that, we have to be very careful to thank Hashem for that strength that He gave us to overcome our temptation. And with that thanks, that will hopefully bring about a greater strength, of greater outpour of love from Hashem to strengthen us further, to further overcome our evil inclination. As far as between us and our fellow man, when we see a friend, a fellow man who merits to conquer his evil inclination, if we see that he properly thanks Hashem for it, so great, and we should take that, and that should inspire us. And if we see that he is not giving the adequate thanks to Hashem, then we should try to help him recognize the very important Mida, character trait of Hakara Sataiv, of recognizing and thanking for the good that was done to him. Furthermore, if we come and we see somebody who benefits us, benefits the community, whether it's donations or so on and so forth, we have to make sure to properly thank them. And sometimes, even if you know that they don't want it, still the proper thing to do is to glorify them and to thank them, even in a public manner, in order to bring about them, that they're to glorify what they have done, to show them that you properly respect and honor them. And furthermore, somebody who receives that recognition, even if deep down they really don't want it, but at the end of the day, that will inspire them further in their good deeds.